A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the need to pray continually and never lose heart. There was a judge in a certain town who had neither fear of God nor respect for man. In the same town there was a widow who kept on coming to him and saying, "I want justice from you against my enemy." For a long time he refused, but at last he said to himself, "Maybe I have neither fear of God nor respect for man, but since she keeps pestering me, I must give this widow her just rights, but she'll persist in coming and worry me to death." The Lord said, "You notice what the unjust judge has to say. Then will not God see justice done to his chosen who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them? I promise you, he will see justice done to them and done speedily. When the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Charles Dickens really hated the legal system. Not the law itself, but the lawyers and the judges and the way they abused the law. The young court reporter taking notes for court cases, he was appalled at the obvious injustice and the callous indifference to the needs of the poor that the courts allowed to happen. And also the preoccupation with their own self, their own good, and forgetting their purpose. In the novel Bleak House, it begins with a image of fog and mud in London. Then he says the fog and the mud itself are incomparable to the fog and mud of the High Court of Chancery. The novel begins. It's based on a famous case which lasted for many years. Fog and mud are the images that Charles Dickens finds for the law when it's done wrong, improperly, indifferently, without care. He uses these images, fog and mud, because that's what bad lawyers do. They make everything foggy and obscure. People can't see each other. The fog gets everywhere. The mud, too, gets everywhere. The mud spreads. And people can't stand up or make progress. It appalled Dickens, and it's one of the things that runs through his whole life. He's feeling that his own family had suffered from bad law. It's not the law itself he objected to. Likewise, the Gospel of Luke, which has quite a lot to say about law, approves of law in itself. It's the people who operate the law who fail, right through to the final failed lawyer, the man who knows what's right but doesn't do it, Pontius Pilate. Today's Gospel talks of an unjust judge. It's literally described as a judge of injustice, a contradiction in terms. And here you see the fog, you see the mud. You also see the woman who heroically demands her rights, even as the fog is smarting in her eyes, even as the mud is making her slip. She bangs on the door in the night, demands justice. But that's not how it is with God, at least not from God's point of view. For God, there is no fog. He sees everything. He knows what is happening. He understands the many lives are blighted by injustice. He knows what he plans. Nothing is hidden from him. We, on the other hand, may feel that between us and God there is fog and mud. We feel that we can't see his purpose. We can't approach him. We too are slipping in the mud. And that's the point. The human perspective is always wrong. It's the divine perspective that matters, but we can't take a God's eye view of things. We need sunshine, we need a firm footing, not mud, not fog. Even if we don't seem to have that here on earth, we can believe that for God there is bright sunshine, nothing is hidden. For God there is sure footing, firm footing, foundations, things to stand on, to be safe. That's what faith does for us. It enables us to believe that we're not in the fog of history, not in the confusion of life. We are before God who sees all things, sees into our heart and cares for us. Faith is what reveals the sunshine. Faith gives us a firm fountain. It's what we stand on. It's how we see. As God sees. As God does.